This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Efforts to remove U.S. President Donald Trump from office seems to be gaining momentum. The Democrat-controlled U.S. House of Representatives is moving to impeach Trump. House Democrats accuse him of inciting an insurrection after last week's deadly storming of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Dozens of Trump supporters have been arrested following the attack. Five people died in the mayhem, including a police officer whose death is being investigated as a homicide. The House Majority Leader says the House could vote Wednesday on the impeachment resolution. Meantime, a Republican in the House of Representatives said he will join other lawmakers later today to introduce a resolution censuring President Trump over the January 6 assault on the U.S. Capitol. Republican Representative Tom Reed said in a New York Times op-ed piece that he would also work to find ways for Congress to bar Trump from seeking federal office in the future. Concerns are growing that the rampage at the Capitol last week by extremists supporting the president may be the start of violent protests across the United States leading up to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. The FBI said in a bulletin that it has received information about an identified armed group intending to travel to Washington prior to the inauguration. The FBI said they have warned that if Congress attempts to remove Trump via the 25th Amendment, a huge uprising will occur. While not commenting on the specific threats, other government agencies are taking steps to bolster security. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States is taking steps to punish members of a Russian-backed influence operation that sought to interfere with November's election and damage the campaign of President-elect Biden. The Treasury Department announcing Monday sanctions against 7 people and 4 companies, all connected to a Ukrainian politician previously identified by U.S. officials as a longtime Russian agent. According to a Treasury Department statement, the Ukrainian politician's led group leveraged U.S. media, including social media platforms and influential U.S. persons, to spread misleading and unsubstantiated allegations that current and former U.S. officials engaged in corruption in Ukraine. Malaysia's king on Tuesday approved a coronavirus emergency that will suspend parliament at least until August and halts any bids to seek a general election and a political reprieve for embattled Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin. Muhyiddin Yassin assured citizens in a televised speech that the emergency was not a military coup and curfew will not be enforced. He said civilian governments will remain in charge during the emergency that will last until August 1st or earlier, depending on the situation. The Trump administration redesignated Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism, move that places sanctions on Cuba shortly before President-elect Biden takes office and could complicate any efforts by the incoming Biden administration to revive Obama-era detente with Havana. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the designation Monday, citing Cuba's continued harboring of U.S. fugitives and its refusal to extradite Colombian rebels, as well as its support for Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. The designation reimposes major restrictions on Cuba, including barring most travel between Cuba and the United States, as well as the transfer of money between the two countries. President-elect Joe Biden got his second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to complete his inoculation against the deadly disease. President-elect, who responded to questions after he got a shot, said the increasing number of deaths is wrong and we can do a lot to change it. Vaccinations across the United States have been uneven and have not gone according to the Trump administration's plans. Biden's transition team plans to vaccinate as many people as possible with their first shot, rather than save the vaccine for second doses. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.